Maulana, if you think about your entire life, now I know it would cause you to jog your memory and not be able to remember every detail, but if there was one particular incident that stands out for you, or one particular memory of Eid through the years that makes you smile when you remember that particular incident?
Well, not really do I remember anything as such, but Eid was always the day that we were always in our three-piece, you know, suit and tie and so on.
Okay.
And that was a time when we used to be never so much acquainted or even interested in slaughtering and so forth, because we were afraid for the blood to spill on our clothes and smart suits and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But today, alhamdulillah, we realize what it is, and we are in a different phase of life, sacrificing, taking part in Eid al-Adha, like especially in Kimberley, we see how it is. And in Kimberley, yeah, if I have to give you a small breakdown the way it is here,
gee, please.
That, from 1974 came here, that's about 44, 45 years back, and we started off from the first Eid al-Adha year, sacrificing in a very small way.
Mm.
We've got a campaign known at the moment now, Mini Mina Qurbani Camp.
Okay.
Where we get over 1,000 people there, gathering there together. In fact, from now, just came from a Mashura now, for the second place where we also are going to have the same Mini Mina, in a place called Colville here, another suburb. But in one place we are there called Rodapan. There we are for the couple of weeks already making preparations, putting up the tents and all the other preparations for the people who are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we slaughtered, like we're going to slaughter this year 400 animals there and 8 cows.
Mm.
Over the 3 days.
Okay.
And many people come there, Muslim, non-Muslims. And we stay there for a few days before the Eid also and after the Eid also. And alhamdulillah, the people of that area from other suburbs and townships, they all come there. We had a Mashura last week. Everybody were allocated with some responsibility. And so much responsibilities at that time. If I just tell you 30 items where we have, where people are taking part in the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the morning, if we are seeing the people are coming there, we cook about, first of all, after slaughtering, we have two lines there. One is called Epsom and one is present.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment in the Epsom, we've got 200 sheep and goats to slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that all in one line. The
mm-hmm.
second line is for the local people, whoever want to slaughter, they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the people come in, those that are absent, in other words, from our family and friends who have contributed towards this for the people, for the poor people especially. We have people here who never seen meat for month and end.
Mm-hmm.
They look forward to this occasion. And the first 60, 70, we start let it go into pots, which call cook in the morning, plus minus 25 deck-sized pots, where three sheep goes in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And by the afternoon after Zohar Namaz, the pots are ready.
Gee.
And in from that food, people partake there. The non-Muslims also, we have 5-6 pots because they stay working there from Fajr Namaz. They smell the food.
Mm-hmm.
So for many, many years, we even allocate for them as well. And they enjoy it also.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, we have a group who's packing the meat, cutting the meat. And here we have, after slaughtering, cutting, packing, cooking, distributing, end of the day we distribute the meat to the various people, poor people, even the non-Muslims come in.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 of them come in, end of the day you see old people, you see sometimes even blind people, crippled people coming, standing in a line for a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And when we distribute to them, nothing gets left end of the day from that amount that we slaughter, say 200 for the day or more.
Alhamdulillah.
But, like we say, the cop, pens, pointies, derums, every each and thing.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me that even the garums that they take, they go and wash it, they hang it up in the sun on the trees, they use it for a few days.
Mm.
Nothing gets wasted, alhamdulillah. And they really look forward to it. They're already asking our animals, alhamdulillah. We didn't have one animal 3 days back. We were very, very worried. But today, alhamdulillah, all of our goats, all of our sheep and cows and everything is there. Our people are all ready with a knife sharpened. About
mm-hmm.
to slaughter, alhamdulillah. And we have intizam there for the ladies also, a big camp for the ladies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies also look forward to it. Poor, all from all classes of people come there, all nationalities also. whole day playing. We have some people putting on the nazam for the whole day over the mic. Mm-hmm. And they enjoy during the, besides that, in between they are given fruit, they are given some snacks. And after eat namaz also they have a little bit of a breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so forth. We spend over a whole day like this. And after eat also we stay a few days there. We even have intizam arrangement for ladies to slaughter. Last year, seven ladies slaughtered. Mm-hmm. But mind you, let me just bring it to your notice. When the ladies are slaughtered, we make sure that the husband stands far away. Because maybe sometimes she just takes a knife and takes a chance, you know.
that provision has to be made, Mulana.
Yes, definitely. And the distribution of meal at the end of the day is for about 2 hours from after us and late after Maghrib. We are all the people have tools down and all are helping there. All the ulama also, the hufas, many of our old Jamaat brothers are all busy there distributing the meat to the people, taking out what they want. They must just say when they come, packet of meat, small meat, Muslims, all the non-Muslims. First we serve all the Muslims finished, ladies, men, and then the non-Muslim. And we give them all whatever they want. They must say when they come to the line, to the point when they come there, they must say what they want. Cop, boy, is pen, whatever. Then we have one person, one alim, sitting there on a limber that's always outside there.
Mm-hmm.
Just outside there. To give a talk there to the non-Muslims who are going past. They come over 1,000 in a camp, we close the gate and they come 20 at a time, 40 at a time. And what we do there, we distribute meat and the alim gives them Dawat speaking from the Bible of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Abraham and Ismail, giving there's no time I would have served in Afrikaans, how do they put the message across to them? It's all at the end of the day, it's a Dawat to the non-Muslim as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Bible, the story is approximately 95% similar.
Uh-huh.
And in this end of the day, we say that nothing is left, they can come in with another round. Mm-hmm. I remember once when the children, we tell only the parents to come in from the non-Muslim, ladies, men, everybody in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long time distributing. Sometimes once, there was one child afterwards we called in, he just got one leg of a sheep and he got so happy. Started running and others also ran behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoicing for one. And in this way, we see that they have enough meat. For a couple of days, they eat all that meat.
Subhanallah. Mawlana, it sounds like an absolutely awesome, beautiful atmosphere in Kimberley on the day of Eid. Mawlana, for those people who maybe make excuses, I don't want to get my clothes dirty, you know, I don't like the smell, and they make all those excuses and maybe pay somebody to do Eid on their behalf, and they don't slaughter themselves, don't get involved themselves. Mawlana, what's your nasiha to them?
You know, Qurbani is Qurbani. Yes, today some of our ulamas went to Griqua, 140 kilometers, loaded the animals on, and drove behind them, brought them. Now, up till now, some of our ulamas are busy offloading. Up till now, they're still busy offloading.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take part physically. Jan, Malo, Dollar, work, our time must be spent. And on that day, we must forget about good suits and good decorated kurtas and the good abaya. Take it off. Even the ladies in the houses, the meat must come in. They must cut it and enjoy it. Fry the kaleji for the husbands and let the children also enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And today, what's happening when you ask somebody in the olden days, they ask in Gujarati, kitla bakara kurbani karwana kitla geta ese jawade ni yaar main to muklabi diju india pakistan main to ta muklabi diju ya ghar ma makho thai ne ghar ma hanu melu thai ne gan thai na I send it away to all the flies and this that is not kurbani. Kurbani today, the spirit of kurbani is physically we should take part. In olden when we were small, our parents used to weigh the meat, give it to us, going on in a small buckets that time we had, going to house, distributing, as you are doing, they also bringing.
Mm-hmm.
So the Qurbani actually must be physically, you must be involved yourself. On that day, we must leave our suits and our three-piece suits and take it out, put on our overalls.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually the spirit of Qurbani. We would really want to see what Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Bibi Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she was also prepared when Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam told her that Allah wants us to sacrifice our son.
Mm-hmm.
On time, otherwise I would have put it forward to you how one child has got it in that way, but nevertheless, some other time. But just definitely, if we're not taking physically part, and riding around and visiting around and having snacks and pies at a different house and just looking at, no, we got to take part, take that sheep yourself. I remember in Brits when I was there, there was a person there with the name of Musa Bodiat, Allah give him Jannat and Firdaus. He reared the whole sheep for 1 year. The day, and was to bath it every day for a couple of weeks. The day he put that knife forward, he was in tears and crying. It's all right, we haven't got the time today, and we know what is this rat race today. We haven't got all the time to look up. But at least get it a few days, keep it at home. And before Qurban, you put your hand over it and bring your children.